Subject, Computer, Class 3, Topic, a GUI Operating System, pages 21 to 25. Hello children, let's continue with this chapter. We will now study about changing desktop background. You can change the desktop background by following certain steps. We first right-click on a blank area of the desktop. A pop-up menu appears. Click on the Personalize option. A new window appears. Then we click on Desktop Background. In the Choose Your Desktop Background section, choose the location of the picture from the picture location. Select the picture that you want to set as the background. In the Picture Position section, choose the picture position from the drop-down list. Click on the Save Changes button. Your desktop background picture will be changed. You can refer to figure 2.13 on page number 21. Now, we come to the screensaver. When a computer is kept idle for some time, a picture appears on the screen. This is called the screensaver. A screensaver can be still or moving. To change the screensaver, we need to follow certain steps. Right-click on a blank area of the desktop to open the shortcut menu. Click on the Personalize option. A new window appears. Next, click on Screensaver from the window. In the Screensaver Settings dialog box appears. In the Screensaver section, choose the screensaver that you want from the drop-down list. Click on the Preview button. This will show you how the screensaver will look on the screen. Click on the OK button. You can refer to figure 2.14 on page number 22. Now we come to the normal mode and safe mode. Now, to turn on a computer, a window with many options appear. If we click on the safe mode option, Windows will check the computer for errors before loading. And if we click on the Start Windows Normally option, Windows will start loading normally without checking for errors. Now children, I'll tell you how to switch on and switch off or shut down a computer system. To switch on a computer, you need to follow certain steps. Switch on the Power Supply button, then switch on the UPS, then switch on the CPU, switch on the monitor. After switching on the monitor, wait for a while till you see the desktop. Now, to shut down a computer, follow the following steps. Click on the Start button on the taskbar. Click on Shut Down from the Start menu. You will see a screen with a shutdown message. Wait till the CPU switches off. Switch off the monitor, then switch off the UPS, and last of all, switch off the power supply button. Now, we come to the power modes of a computer. You can refer to figure 2.18 on 25. Power modes are used to turn off the power of a computer or to switch to a state that uses less power when the computer is inactive. To access the power modes, place the mouse pointer on the arrow next to the shutdown button in the Start menu. A list of options appears. Shutdown. This option closes all the programs and turns off your computer system. Restart. This option closes all the programs, shuts down Windows, and then starts it again. Sleep. This option reduces the power used but does not turn off your computer. Hibernate. This option saves your work and turns off the computer. When you turn on the computer, you will return to where you had left your work. Thank you, children.